Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, September 23rd. You'll be interested to know, 178 years ago, today in 1846, astronomer Johann Gottfried Gall became the first person ever to observe the planet Neptune, the existence of which had been mathematically predicted by Urbain Jean Joseph Le Verrier and John Couch Adams. This remarkable discovery expanded our understanding of the solar system and highlighted the power of mathematical prediction in astronomy. And tomorrow, we'll dive into the first observation of Uranus.
Alrighty then.
And now, it's time for the SURF report. Expect knee-high swell with occasional thigh-high sets from Monday to Thursday. On Monday and Tuesday morning, conditions will be glassy with light offshore winds, becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon as winds shift to onshore. Wednesday and Thursday morning will remain glassy with similar afternoon conditions. Monday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking fair this morning until 11 a.m. at 1 foot. After that, it's looking pretty choppy. But it might turn fair again for a sunset session. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with the 3.5-foot incoming low tide, when the northwest swell is 1 feet at 14 seconds, and the onshore wind is 3 mile per hour. The first low tide Monday will be 2.5 foot at 6:30 a.m., with a 5.5-foot high tide just before 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's foggy and feels like 62 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:43, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:38. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early this morning, clearing up by late morning, then turning partly sunny with a high around 70. Expect a gentle northwest breeze. Tonight, we'll see more patchy fog after 11, with mostly cloudy skies and a low of 66. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog in the mornings through Friday, clearing by mid-morning. Daytime highs will be around 70 degrees, with mostly sunny skies. Nights will be cloudy, with lows in the 60s, hovering around 63 degrees. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Encinitas Chamber of Commerce and Visit Encinitas are excited to announce the 28th annual Oktoberfest, scheduled for Sunday, September 29th, from 11 in the morning to 7 in the evening. This vibrant event will stretch 1/3 of a mile along Mountain Vista Drive off El Camino Real, between Wandering Road and Rambling Road in Encinitas. The festivities kick off with a ceremonial parade at noon. Families and pets are welcome to enjoy live entertainment, authentic German food, refreshing beverages, and 2 beer gardens. New this year, there will be a pet costume contest, along with a special play zone for children. Now on to sports. Last night on Sunday Night Football, the Kansas City Chiefs improved to 3-0 with a narrow 22-17 victory over the Atlanta Falcons. The Chiefs' defense came up big with a crucial fourth down stop late in the game to seal the win, while Patrick Mahomes connected with Juju Smith-Schuster for a touchdown. In another thrilling matchup, The Ravens held off the Cowboys for a 28-25 victory. Derrick Henry's powerful 26-yard touchdown run helped Baltimore secure their first win of the season. Tonight, on Monday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills, who are riding a 2-0 start, will host the winless Jacksonville Jaguars. Buffalo's defense, led by Von Miller, aims to continue their dominant play, while quarterback Josh Allen leads a high-powered offense. The Jaguars, still searching for their first win, hope Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne can spark a much-needed turnaround. In local sports, on Sunday, the Chargers fell to the Steelers 20-10 in Pittsburgh, with Justin Herbert leaving the game with a high ankle injury after throwing for 168 yards and a touchdown to Quentin Johnston. The Bolts struggled offensively, especially in the second half, while Pittsburgh's Justin Fields threw for 2 touchdowns, keeping the Steelers unbeaten at 3-0. The Chargers' defense allowed 346 yards and couldn't stop the Steelers' late surge, dropping Los Angeles to 2-1. Herbert's injury status will be crucial as they prepare to host the undefeated Chiefs at SoFi Stadium this Sunday in a key AFC West showdown. San Diego State also faced a tough loss, falling 31-10 to the Cal Bears. Despite an early field goal from Nick Lopez, the Aztecs couldn't keep up, dropping to 1-2. San Diego State looks to bounce back against Central Michigan this Saturday. Last night, the Padres defeated the White Sox 4-2 at Petco Park, with Fernando Tatis Jr. hitting a 2-run homer in the 8th. The Padres head to Dodger Stadium tonight, looking to close the gap in the NL West. Michael King faces Landon Knack, with first pitch at 7:10. In top news, in a revealing exploration, a recent essay discusses how pediatricians may have unintentionally contributed to the peanut allergy epidemic. By advising parents to avoid exposing children to peanuts until the age of 3, doctors transformed a rare issue into a widespread health concern. Observations from 2 students, Asunga Niyamengeng and Faith Magwenzi, highlight the perplexing prevalence of peanut allergies in the United States, contrasting it with their experiences in Africa, where such allergies are virtually non-existent. This situation raises questions about dietary practices and public health policies in America as the fear surrounding peanut allergies grows. In business news, Boeing has announced the departure of Ted Colbert, CEO of Boeing Defense, Space and Security, marking a significant shift in upper management. While many may point to the failed test flight of the Starliner as the main reason, this explanation oversimplifies the situation. New CEO Kelly Ortberg's first major interaction with the division was indeed during this incident, which may have been the tipping point. The Starliner, a reusable space capsule designed to compete with SpaceX's Dragon capsule, is part of NASA's Commercial Crew Transport program, but has faced numerous delays since its contract award in 2014. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $63,000. Ethereum is just under $2,400. And Solana is $145. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Lehigh Valley Health Network will pay $65 million after hackers leaked nude patient photos, highlighting the serious risks of cyber attacks for healthcare organizations. In March 2023, a Pennsylvania woman, referred to as Jane Doe, learned that hackers had obtained and posted her naked photos while she underwent radiation treatments. The health network refused to pay a ransom of more than $5 million. Jane Doe, in her 50s, became the lead plaintiff in a class action lawsuit, claiming that the organization failed to protect sensitive patient information. This incident underscores the alarming frequency of such breaches in American healthcare. Entertainment news. New Kids on the Block are heading to Las Vegas with the right stuff for their first ever residency in Sin City. On September 19th, the iconic group from Dorchester, Massachusetts, announced this exciting venture. In 2025, they will call Las Vegas home, performing at the Dolby Live at Park MGM during the months of June, July, and November. This venue also hosts Mariah Carey's residency. While there is no guarantee of a surprise appearance from former member Mark Wahlberg, Donnie Wahlberg promises a cherished and immersive experience, stating they aim to elevate their performance and fan interaction to the next level. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the French novelist and pioneer of science fiction, Jules Verne. And he said, "Put two ships in the open sea, without wind or tide, and at last they will come together. Throw two planets into space, and they will fall one on the other. Place two enemies in the midst of a crowd, and they will inevitably meet. It is a fatality, a question of time. That is all." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.